America Weekend.
This summer, get ready for a new chapter in the greatest cinematic franchise.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalecki.
I'm Christina Stoffo.
Citizen Kane, Casablanca, On the Waterfront, The Godfather, Sharknado. Great American films simply stand the test of time. Sharknado, The Fourth Awakens premieres on Sci-Fi Sunday, July 31st. Its star reprises his role as Finn, back for his second visit to the show. It is great to say hello to Ian Ziering. Ian, welcome back to the show.
Thanks so much for having me. I don't think my movie Sharknado has ever been mentioned in the same breath as those other movie titles that you introduced me with.
Get used to it.
I couldn't be more flattered.
See, this is it is perfection when it comes to American filmmaking. It is. Now, where else can we go with this whole franchise? I mean, the story just seems to just get more and more marvelous each time. Now, tell us all about the fourth Sharknado.
You know, after we went to space,
yes,
after we gave birth to a baby inside a spacesuit, inside the belly of a shark, as it fell to Earth, only to be cut out of the shark's belly and delivered alive into my hands.
Wow.
That was my question. Where the hell are we going to go from here if we do another one of these movies? How do you top that? But Thunder Levin, our writer, very creative, very imaginative, just keeps knocking it out of the park. And I say, dude, are you drunk? Where do you come up with this stuff? But to know Thunder is to love him. He's a very straight-laced, smart guy, and he comes up with these stories that are so far-fetched that it's the perfect fodder for Sharknado. And we really, again, have raised the bar. I think this is the most ambitious script to date. We start in Kansas City, then the storm moves to Las Vegas, and then it spreads over the entire country.
Oh, man.
Uh-oh.
So it's a storm of biblical proportion.
Oh. Wow.
I think even if you were building your own ark, there wouldn't be a place to stay safe.
There's nowhere to hide.
You know what you do? You hide behind Finn Shepard.
That's what you do. That's right. You are here to save the world.
You are.
Or at least Finn is. Finn is here to save the whole freaking world. Wow.
Right. People ask me ridiculous questions. Ian, what would you do if there was a real Sharknado?
Yeah.
And I had to be quite honest after I stopped laughing at this ridiculous question. I said, well, I would run like hell. Are you kidding me? Sharks? In tornadoes?
Yes.
No. I'm not going to stick around with a chainsaw and do battle. I'm out of there.
Huh. Interesting.
And, you know, it's with that seriousness that when we approach these movies after we stop laughing at what we're doing, that we put ourselves in the position of acting naturally in this imaginary circumstances and keeping it very on point. Because if anyone stops for even a second to wink at the camera or to let the wind out of the sails, so to speak, then the whole house of cards will fall.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
But everyone maintains true integrity within the context of the film, which helps the viewers suspend disbelief. They can escape. And it's at the right time, you know, where there's so many dark spots around the world, where there's so much strife, and turning on the news is so sad. People look for this kind of entertainment, and it's perfect. It's mindless entertainment. There's sharks and tornadoes. You're not going to see this on the evening news. You're not going to see James Cameron, you know, spending $100 million shooting this movie.
That's a good point.
Of fun. Yeah. If they did spend more money on it, it would change it. You know, we have the right level of special effects that keeps it campy.
Mm.
We have the right scenarios that keeps it ridiculous.
Mm.
And we've got the right cast together to help tell the story. You know, it's something that I never expected after reading the first script. I thought it was just going to be the end of my career. I thought that there was no way.
This is it. Rock bottom. Done.
Right. And I really only took the job to provide for my family. I needed to make my insurance through SAG. And with Screen Actors Guild, I had to make so much to get the top tier of insurance. And I was having a baby 4 months after that. So it's like, I told her I wasn't doing this movie. And she says, you need to go to work.
And
it was at her behest that
there
I realized, wow, all right, you're right.
It's always the woman that seems to have the smarts in the relationship. She knew Sharknado was right for you and the family.
Oh, she didn't care. She just wanted to make sure I had my insurance in place. So
she was like, you go get paid, honey.
When it came down to give birth, you need to go to work, is what she said.
So let's talk about how social media is playing a role here. The popularity of Sharknado, social media has a big part of it, and now is helping to drive the plot. Tara Reid's back as April to reveal the outcome of the fan-voted hashtag April Lives, hashtag April Dies campaign. Can you shed any, give us a hint or anything?
Yeah, blow the story right here. Tell us what happens.
Well, let me preface by saying there were over 2 billion Twitter impressions generated from Sharknado. The chatter on all the different social media platforms spread across not just the United States, but the entire globe. Mm. There's sci-fi fans in every country, and they're all connected digitally on all the different platforms. I myself on Twitter, posting behind-the-scenes pictures, periscoping, doing all this stuff. It was so extraordinary that sci-fi decided to engage these viewers. And at the end of Sharknado 3, we had hashtag April Lives, hashtag April Dies. And Tara is back to answer the question.
How exciting.
Does she die?
We will find out.
We got Gary Busey in a cameo appearance playing a scientist who happens to be April's father. So he comes on and plays a mad scientist.
Of course.
It's Gary Busey.
I mean, come on.
And kind of pieces things back together. But is she alive? Is she dead? Only time will tell.
Wow. You know, you mentioned these additions to the cast, and I've got to imagine for you now, as the lead actor in all of this, that when you take a look at this cast list and you see Gary Busey, Tommy Davidson, Imani Hakim, Cody Lindley, Cheryl Teagues, do you ever see this and think, wow, I thought a couple of those people were dead? Has that ever happened as you're, like, you know, trying to get used to who the cast is going to be?
Oh, absolutely. Really? They're still alive? See? Is it the ghost of that person? Who is this person? I mean, we've had cameo appearances from people that are famous in other countries.
Yes.
There's people, there's this celebrity from Germany that makes a cameo in this. There's a celebrity from Spain that makes a cameo in this. People that we might not recognize, but in those countries where they're famous from, they're going to go nuts.
Oh, yeah.
When they see their fan favorites.
I think it's very interesting that you have a clothing line called ChainsawBrands.com is the website?
Yeah. ChainsawBrands.com came about after I watched Sharknado 1 and there was a commercial for Tara's shark perfume. And I'm like, wow, that's so awesome. I totally appreciated her moxie and her drive to go do something like that. I thought it was smart that she tried to capture some of the zeitgeist that Sharknado attained. And as I was talking about it with a very smart businessman friend of mine, he says, well, what would you do? I'm like, well, it wouldn't be just one thing. It would be a brand, a line. He says, well, what would you call it? And again, liking the fact that she used shark, I figured, well, you know, to me, in the context of my movies, the chainsaw was an instrument that I used to break down barriers, to overcome obstacles. So Mitchell Felton, my partner, loved that idea, because that's kind of like a mission statement. And he said, well, what would the logo be? And, of course, I've got 2 little babies at home, and we're watching Jake and the Neverland Pirates, so a pirate ship and a pirate crossbones and skull came to mind. And, you know, I said something, I don't know, maybe cross chainsaws, and we developed this logo and then started sticking the logo on everything and started this high school-level website to see what would move, and everything sold. So we bumped up to the website, and we're in our second year now of sales, and we've got a fantastic line of classic American-styled clothing and athleisure. We're going to be expanding our women's brand as well. And Chainsaw is just exploding. On top of that, I started another company after being on Celebrity Apprentice, because now I'm all about being a project manager.
Yeah,
sure.
Called Celebrity Hideaways. I started a travel website. Called CelebrityHideaways.com, and this is a website where people can go to see these rare, undiscovered jewels that are typically visited by celebrities and people of profile. It's like, you know, you're only limited by your imagination. I think Sharknado has showed the world that. But in terms of being a dad and a father, you're also a provider. So, you know, all these things that I'm passionate about, I find a way to monetize, but with everything, there's got to be some type of give back. Mm-hmm. Success unshared is failure. So with the clothing line, there's a signature line within Chainsaw Brands that come with a personally hand-signed hang tag, letting people know that portions of proceeds will go to do good things for others. And we donate money to various charities. With Celebrity Hideaways, you know, we give away trips on occasion. So, you know, if I'm going to be a success, really, it's most deserved if I'm able to share it. Then I feel then it's truly worthy.
You also have a blog going as well, at home with the Zierings.com. So you got all bases covered here. You are one busy guy. I mean, what are you not doing right now? That I think that should be the question. What are you not doing right now?
I'm not producing my own movie for sci-fi.
Okay.
But I'm working on it.
Hey, Ian, stay with us. We're coming up on a network break. More to come with Ian Ziering. I'm Ed Kalenge, along with Christine Astafo. And this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with The Final Verdict. When Jim proposed to Judy, he gave her a very expensive engagement ring. But a few months later, Judy broke off the engagement. Since Jim spent so much money on the ring, he asked for it back, but Judy refused. She said it was a gift, and Jim had no legal right to take it away from her. So can Judy keep the ring? The final verdict after this.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappyLandAudio.com. That's HappyLandAudio.com.
Engagement gifts are given with the expectation that marriage will take place. Since Judy broke off the engagement, she must return the ring, or Jim can go to court to recover it. And that's the final verdict.
Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here taking your child in for their shots. Maybe you're getting a flu shot. Maybe you're afraid of needles. Or maybe you're just putting off getting a booster shot because you think it's gonna hurt. What to do? Trick the brain. Here's the biological science of it. Well, the truth, shots hurt. But there are ways to minimize the pain. Now, according to a recent study in the Journal of Pain and Symptom Management, before you're stuck with a needle, ask the nurse to apply firm pressure to the injection site for about 10 seconds. The shot will hurt about one-third less. What's the cheap psychological trick? Well, it has to do with competing brain pathways. The pinch pressure tricks the brain and it sort of misses the sharp signal. Or maybe it's just as simple as the pinch hurts more than the shot. Got a question? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.